Susan, your work is essentially storytelling in this kind of innovative, different kind of way. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this connection, this relationship between storytelling and citizen journalism in your own work.
I have no idea where Undisclosed falls on the journalism scale. I don't feel like a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I'm an attorney. Mm-hmm. I feel like an attorney who's doing a podcast about it. But I guess we're somewhere on that scale. It's a story in the news and we're bringing it out. So I don't know what the relationship is. I don't know. It's kind of, I guess, a new thing because to me, it's just doing what I do on a usual case. It's no different for me from my normal work other than that everyone else is following along and listening as well, which does bring a new dimension. And I guess we're kind of seeing where it's going to go.
And so for projects in specifically involving legal cases and individual defendants, the tension between social media initiatives and legal strategies, social media can be hugely important for defendants trying to prove his wrongful conviction. But in doing so, something like Serial can also seriously derail the appeals and post-conviction proceedings. And so I'm wondering, this is a question for everyone, but especially, Susan, as you were talking through, can social media affect outcomes of high-profile cases? And if so, in what ways?
Absolutely. It's hard to say what levels it's affecting on. I'd like to think that the judiciary is not going to be affected by a podcast. I'm probably being overly naive about that. But it is affecting everyone else involved for sure. It's involving how the prosecutors respond. It's involving how the defense responds. It's involving, probably most importantly, how witnesses come out and their awareness of the case. I think Richard Glossop is probably a really good example of this because there, directly, you have a witness who was important and a part of Glossop's appeal at the last minute to spare his life. And one of the accusers in that case had a cellmate with him, and he was out of prison now, and he was watching Dr. Phil. And Glossop's case come up, and he's like, well, I know the guy involved. I knew the guy who testified against him, and I knew he was lying. I would not be okay with myself if I didn't go forward and tell his attorneys this. So without social media, without the profile that case had, those witnesses would never be found.